Yes, you were here this morning. I still smell you.
I know. I leave a trail everywhere I go.
It's a nice smell. It's a nice scent.
Thank you. That's my Chanel. They should sponsor me, actually.
Bottle it.
So, did you tell everybody what's going on tonight, Dan Anklin?
Of course I did.
Well, he did this morning. We could have you do it.
Yeah, why don't you jump in?
Well, tonight we are celebrating the release of our brand new CD, Little Miss Lost. Our first off Gem Records, our fifth album for the Sins. And we are at the Square Root, which is my favorite cafe in the whole world. They make the best oat milk vanilla latte ever. It's foamy and delicious. And they also have good food, so please come on out. We've got the high end 8 o'clock. The Sins go on at 9 o'clock. And then we've got my fantasy husband, Mark Bell, on at 10 with the Mark Bell Experience.
You're into Mark Bell, huh?
Yeah, and then...
You rolled right over that.
I'm trying to remember the times everybody goes on. Then at 11 o'clock is Muck and the Myers, which you all know is Boston royalty, and we are so happy to be playing with everybody tonight.
Yeah, we're good friends with Muck and the Myers. I've been on the show a few times.
Rosendale is going to be rocking tonight. Rocking.
Muck and the Myers at Barry Electric in New York City with the Woggles.
Oh, the Woggles. I've introduced them before.
Have you had Manfred on your show?
I think they might have called in, but I introduced them over in Somerville.
Oh, wow.
What's it called? The ballroom over there. It's not there anymore. Once ballroom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did play it once.
Yeah,
I was there.
I introduced them.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
They're out on the road with Southern Culture on the Skids. They're going to be coming through here.
I love bands with like a lot of energy and a lot of like.
Oh yeah, that guy's got more energy than Mick Jagger when he was young. You know, doesn't he?
Manfred.
Manfred.
Oh, Manfred. Yeah, I can't. We're on the air. I can't say.
What's going on?
He's very, very cool. I think the reason that I really got like interested in what he was about was when I saw them at Bowery Electric. One of the guys in the band made a joke about his ex-wife, and Manfred turned around and said, "Yeah," without missing a beat. He said, "Yes, but we have to always remember those are the mothers of our children." And I had so much respect for that comment.
There you go.
That told me a lot about what he was as a person.
I'll play some Woggles in a little bit. What song should I play from them?
Anything Woggles is good. Anything. Whatever you got, whatever comes up.
They used to play a TT the Bears.
Hole in My Heart, that's really good too. Brand new one.
Hole in My Heart? Oh, it's brand new. If brand new, we probably don't have it.
They used to come to TT the Bears and play with the Detroit Cobras, and the place would be dancing all night long. He can just takes control of the room, and everybody is shaking their thing.
I'm gonna go invade Henry's room. Hold on, these guys are all sleeping. They're all sleeping.
Pitch a fit. I gotta play that. I like the title.
You're on the radio.
Henry, wake up.
He wants to sleep.
Get up, Hank.
Nobody has my energy. Nobody.
Except me.
Except for Dan Anglin. And even Dan has more than me, which is really crazy. So, yeah, so that's my Woggles story. Play anything Woggles. They haven't done a bad song.
I just don't know the titles to this song, but I'm going to play Pitch a Fit just because I like the title so much.
Their new record comes out on May 31st. May 31st, the new Woggles record.
That one's only a minute 50 seconds, so I'll do a twofer, two short ones by them.
There you go.
All their songs are pretty short.
And let's throw in a Detroit Cobra. Can you find a Detroit Cobra song as well?
I'll get them
there
going.
There you go.
By the way, I Just Can't Please You is one of the first covers we ever did.
Ah.
Is that a Detroit Cobra song?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Well, it's not a Detroit Cobra song, but they used to do it. It's an old R&B song.
Well, they did their version of it.
I love their version of Hey Sailor. Do you know that one?
Yes.
It's great. I'm going to play in a little bit. But first, I want to play some Sins. What song do you want me to play?
Crowhair Boy.
Brian, play your favorite.
My favorite Sins song? Let me look.
Yeah.
I don't know the new ones well yet, though.
Play Crowhair Boy. It needs to be played over and over over.
Did Mike play it?
Yes, Mike did play it.
No, let's play something else then.
Okay. You go, Cindy.
You know which one Mike did not play? Well, we did an acoustic version of it, but the one that is, you know, electric was not heard today. That's the only one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I know that one. Okay, we got that one ready to get fired up, and I'm ready to get fired up and hit your show tonight. So that's Rosendeal, the Square Root.
With Anthony, the owner of the club, great guy.
From
the high end. Another high energy Rumba Records group.
We'll play all these bands.
Yeah, let's play all four of them.
What time are doors opening?
Doors open at 8 o'clock.
All right.
$20 at the door. If you're smart enough, you can get an advance sale ticket right now.
You know what, though, Dan? If they're going on, if the high end's going on at 8, wouldn't the doors open 7:30?
Well, that would be up to Anthony.
Call the Square Root in Rosendale and ask when they open. Well, they're probably open right now.
I'm not used to putting four bands there, so and I know that everything we've done has been 8 o'clock doors. So, if he wants to do a 7:30, that's good.
I think they do lunch, so people could probably just go there anytime.
Well, I'm not making that call.
Go there now, everyone! Rush it.
It does say 8 p.m. on the flyer.
Okay, let's just go with 8 p.m. then.
Okay, Cindy. Well, I got to go back to playing the music. Hopefully, everybody will.
That's a good idea.
Hopefully, everyone will see you tonight. They are magnificent. The Sins. You're gonna hear them in a couple of seconds.
Right, and don't forget tomorrow, Worthing Attic. The show starts at 4 o'clock. We've got the Sins again. We're gonna call that the Hangover Show. And they're playing with their great friends, the Stigmatics. Peter and the Stigmatics, and Shiny Beast.
Hey, do you know Peter is actually bassist in the Thigh Scrapers now?
That's right.
I know the Thigh Scrapers. They're
my band. Peter's not playing
Peter
bass
plays,
for us.
Peter plays bass for him now.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
We're all family.
Boston is a pretty close-knit music community.
Right. That's right. It's a rock and roll. It's a rock and roll community.
We got a tight-knit scene. And now you're part of it.
Yep. The Sins are part of it. Cindy, Henry, everybody.
You know, it's amazing. I do say that Boston is my new adopted home.
Right on. Okay, see you tonight, Cindy.
All right, Cindy. I will see you tonight. Have fun.
Thanks for calling.
I'm going to turn on the station now that I can.
All right, good.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
The Sins, MFO.
me pitch a fit. You like to make me pitch a fit. Back here. Now this is in fact a dance number, and you gotta help me out here. Take your right hand and raise it up. Can you get your right hand going? Yeah. Now your right hand is lonely, so raise up your left hand. How you got it going up there? Now lay them on your hip. Let your backbone spin. You ready? Yeah, I see you winding up now. I like the way you push. Ah, you push it to the front. Go ahead, push. You get whatever you want. Jump back, push. Shout it something in your head. Go ahead, push. Yeah. Now you know I can't resist. Hey, that's up. Push it, baby.
Prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That right there was the Woggles we spoke of with our man Manfred. Your mic's off if you have anything to add, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, the Woggles. I love the Woggles. What a great band. If you can't dance to the Woggles, your feet are nailed to the floor. What can I tell you?
I love that little kid show they do.
Kid show.
No, that's the Wiggles. just kidding. No, I know the Woggles well. They're great. So, what have we been playing all day up till now? Started the show. I got the list a little mixed up. I got to fix it, so bear with me. But we did start with Allman Brothers, tribute to Dickie Betts passing away. Statesboro Blues. That was on live at the Atlanta International Pop Festival, 1970. Then we went on a...
You went on a peach hunt.
We went on a peach frenzy. Camper Van Beethoven with Peaches in the Summertime. Presidents of the United States of America with Peaches. We had Beck, Peaches and Cream. The Stranglers with Peaches. Dub Pistols trying to do Stranglers Peaches. and of course, I didn't forget about Peaches and Regalia. We end every Crash Course for the Ravers with it. So you'll hear me talking over that later on.
Thank God for Frank.
Thank God for Peaches, huh? Wait, what is it with me and Peaches? I think it's the fuzz. Something about the
there
fuzz.
There you go. Like.
Reminds me of something, Dan.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay, so after that, Dan, we put it in the system. Brand new Ian Hunter.
What I've already heard, I think is great. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but what I've heard is I think is great. Ian can do no wrong in my book. He writes great songs. It's all class act stuff, no filler, just straight up good rock and roll.
That was Defiance Part 2 Fiction, and I've asked Dan to bring in Part 1, and we'll get that in the system next week.
Yeah, we'll do that next week.
Looks like I didn't put Martha Hoople in this list yet, but we heard live Martha Hoople. You know what concert that was, Dan?
I think it's from the Hammersmith. That double live record.
Hammersmith Odeon.
Yeah. And the other part of it was from the Iris Theater in New York.
Yes. I mean, yes, of course, we heard All the Young Dudes and All the Way to Memphis. And we had Cindy Dawson call in. Superstar.
Thank you, Cindy.
Superstar from Jersey. And a New York band.
On Gem Records. Gem Records. Everything on Gem Records is great.
Yes. You say you're on Gem Records, you know they're doing something right. You can go see them tonight at the Square Root, Rosendale. Along with Muck and the Myers, the High End.
And Mock Bell.
And Mock Bell.
It's the only show that Mock is doing in the spring.
If you're going, who's Mock Bell? And you live under a rock. He was lead singer of the Joe Perry Project. And he was also with Thunder Train,
yes.
So
I was not living in Boston when Thunder Train was rocking. I wish I was.
So you can.
But I did say the Joe Perry Project several times, once with Mock. So yes.
I've had Mock on the show here. I've never seen him live, though. Is he doing the old Thunder Train songs?
Oh, yeah. He's going to do some new... He's going to do a couple of new songs tonight, too, what I heard.
Very cool. You'll have to talk to Cindy. We heard... What did we hear? We heard The Only One.
The Only Ones.
Narrow Hips.
Narrow Hips. I love that song. A really good beach song. The video is very cool, an animated video. It would be great on MTV back in 1981, 82.
I like anything where that shows hips. Tell That Girl to Shut Up, a little Holly and the Italians.
Holly and the Italians. Wow. I remember seeing them at the Heat Wave in 1980 outside of Toronto with some of the best bands around, from the Pretenders to the B-52s to Teenage Head, which was like one of the hottest bands in Toronto. Elvis Costello.
I love Teenage Head.
Teenage Head, what a great band.
Oh yeah, talking about the band.
Yeah. Teenage Head. If you don't know who they are, they were really big in the 80s out of Toronto. And that particular festival that I went to, I was living in Syracuse at the time. I hitchhiked up to Toronto with a good buddy of mine, and we got there at like 3 a.m., and we woke up to Teenage Head at 10 a.m.
Wow.
And everybody was there. The Clash was supposed to be there, but because they had already given the headlining to Elvis Costello, that was the Armed Forces tour, the Clash bailed because they wanted to be top dog. But outside of that, it was just a phenomenal show. It was at a racetrack outside of Toronto.
Cool. Well, we've had a jam-packed show so far, and I'm still going to pack a bunch into this last half hour. So we're going to Boston Groupie News Report. We'll do in about 10 minutes. Okay? Because there's a couple of things I'm itching to play that have been sitting here this whole time. We keep coming up with other stuff. Ziggy Marley's birthday today. I was looking up birthdays.
All right.
Not a lot of big names, but Ziggy, Bob Marley was huge.
Bob Marley, 1976, opening up for The Who in Cincinnati, was booed off the stage in about 20 minutes into his set. The Who fans are relentless. The only band that I've ever seen where bands are booed off the stage. The only band that was not booed off the stage, 1982, The Clash.
Ah.
Combat Rock.
Well, I love them all. All those bands you mentioned. And I got to play my man Ziggy. I met him in Jamaica, believe it or not. Bob Marley Museum. It's an old mansion that Bob lived in. They turned it into a museum. They have his statue out in front. I walked through the house. There weren't too many people there. We were there in the morning. Already had a couple beers in me. And wasn't my imagination, though. There he was sitting on the steps after the tour was over. And I was just thinking it was just another Rastafarian because you see them around there. But then I was like, wait a minute. Was that Ziggy? Like, the guy looked just like Bob Marley, you know?
Right.
And so now I'm over in the little gift shop. And I went, did I just see Ziggy? Did I just say hi to Ziggy sitting on the steps over there? And then he goes walking by with like his entourage and like gives a little wave. And I go, can I go say hi to him? Like, can I go talk to him? And she goes, you could have, man. She goes, was Rita there? I guess Rita, Bob's wife.
Right.
I don't think they ever broke up. But Rita usually just hangs out there too and talks to the people.
Oh,
and they still
go.
Have Tuff Gong Records down there. And they make Tuff Gong Studios. And they still make music like this. WMFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Okay. Have I, I think I've filled everyone in on what we played, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that there started that block off with Ziggy Marley for his birthday. Tomorrow people had It's Dad, Bob, with Positive Vibration. Great live album, Babylon by Bus. If you like reggae at all, you need Babylon by Bus. It's the best. And then Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger. You gotta walk, don't look back. Okay, one more song for Boston Groupie News Report. I know I'm not going to be able to fit in all the bands I want to play, but we'll do what we can. And, I wrote down June Millington, but I know her name isn't June. I must have been, like, talking to you when I did it. It begins with a J. It's somebody from Fanny's birthday, and we're going to play a damn Fanny song, all right?
Hey, if you don't know Fanny, that was one of the first all-female rock and roll bands.
Right. I know Fanny. I'm not sure about this song, though. Witches. It's like Filthy Club mix. I can't even read it. It's weird. But I just that Filthy was in there. I'm like, I gotta hear what this is about. So it might be short-lived. We might go right into Boston Groupie News Report in a couple of minutes, but I want to check this out. It's Witches. Fanny, happy birthday, Jay Millington. That does not sound like Fanny to me. What, Dan?
No, that's not Fanny.
We must have the real Fanny in here. That must be like another band called Fanny.
Yeah, maybe there is, but that I've heard plenty of Fanny. That is not Fanny.
All right, so we won't play any more of that album. What was the name of the album that was on?
Hang on.
Fear and Loathing for Dummies. And there's a bunch of songs. So somebody just like took their... Unless I... You know what? I really need cheetah glasses. Might not even say Fanny.
Hang on. I'm going to pull a song here. See if we can pull this.
What are you trying to do?
See if you can find Ain't That Particular...
How about this one? This one isn't gonna work.
How about Butter Boy?
Oh man, they got a song on the American Graffiti soundtrack, but it's broken.
Yeah, it's not it. How about Changing Horses?
Oh, I remember that one.
All this stuff was from the 70s.
Yeah. I don't know how I played them. I know I played them on the show. I don't know
how
I did it.
Bottom Blues, 72.
No, we don't have much if we have anything, Dan. We got a bunch by a fake Fanny. And I'm going to move on in a second. I'm just trying to find anything that's not on this stupid album.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to Jay Millington of Fanny. And now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com and tell you what's happening tonight. Sometimes a little further out, but you know what? I think tonight's so jam-packed, I'm not going to get past... It really is. I'm not going to get past April 20th today. But you can always go to bostongroupienews.com and check it all out for yourself. There's a lot here. And, yes. The Record Store Vinyl Index celebrates Record Store Day at Boo Market, Somerville Vinyl Index. Blah, 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 blah. Deep Cuts and Light of Day Records has your vinyl fix covered for Record Store. I guess it's Record Store Day. I should know that. Okay, so this stuff.
Let's plug Stereo Jacks, one of the best record stores in Boston, period.
Okay. There's all sorts of stuff going on for Record Store Day. Happy Record Store Day. The Downhalls, Tim McCoy, Rock Quartet, the Steamies.
Downhalls aren't playing. They're off the bill. The Speckles are playing instead.
Okay. Good thing Dan's here. The Steamies with Tim and Ron of Chelsea Curve. Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. That's at the Midway, starting in 8 minutes. 3 o'clock matinee show.
I'll be heading over to that after this.
You're going over there?
Yeah.
If the Downhalls are there, I'd go.
Downhalls can't. There's a medical emergency or something.
Yeah, I might just go relax for a couple hours before the sins. Reckless Records presents Worm, Dirty Water, and the Smelltones, Pint Killers, Mitch Kramer, COB. That's at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester. Great place. Hard in the Head 2 with the FUs. I never know how to say the name of this band. Cuidado? Cuidado? The Modern Faces, Couch Sex. That's at, oh my God, do I really need glasses?
I think you do.
It's getting bad, Dan. It's in Marblehead somewhere. Look it up. The Long Wait, Sonic Bomb, TJ Welch and the Wasted at Thirsty First in Lowell tonight. Nervous Eaters and the Narrows are in Fall River.
And with Robin Lane.
With Robin Lane. Why don't they have Robin Lane on here? But yeah, there's a Facebook event page. You could check that out if you go to bostongroupienews.com. Here's what you got to go see. Unless, like, you live next door to those other ones. Mark Bell Experience. The Sins Record Release Party. Muck in the Myers, and the High End. That's at the Square Root. Dan and I will be greeting you at the door.
That's right. That is the best show of the night. Hands down, don't miss it. Get off your couch and go out and rock and roll tonight.
All right. I got to play some Muck, huh? Or High End? We'll play High End and Muck. Cayenne, they have a hyphen, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, they gotta be short ones. Because that's what's going on tonight by the High End. train.
This is Mark Bell from Thunder Train, and I'm telling you that we're going to be having a rock and roll party at Joseph's Commodore in Lowell, Massachusetts this weekend.
Teacher!